Welcome to WrestleWolf. I'm Dr. Damien Gibson. This is our review of NWA Power. Let's get into it. We started with the Aaron Stevens and Kratos on commentary, which afterwards you've got to ask yourself why they were out there. Anyway, they were out there having a chat to Tim and Joe, and they'd just gotten started. Cell came out to basically chase up the tag team title match that he was given by Aaron Stevens the week before. Aaron sort of does a lot of backtracking and sort of heelish to speak here, and if the match is sanctioned and NWA tick off on it, then we'll do it, blah blah blah, but you have to go and find yourself a partner, little man. So I think we've legitimately established Aaron Stevens' new character of a guy who thinks he's a face but is still actually a heel. It's a setup to a nice story for Cell, but we'll get into that at the end of the rundown. Next up, we had a tag team match. It's Tag Team Appreciation Night on NWA Power, by the way, guys. And next up, we had a tag team match between Paro and Odenton, The End, and Tom Latimer and Chris Adonis, the boys from Strictly Business. Camille came out in this match to interrupt The End's momentum and help get the win for Thomas and Chris. Thunder Rosa then came to the ring to confront Camille and was protected by the boys from Strictly Business. We cut to an ad break, come back. Thunder Rosa is upset at the interview podium, but she gets interrupted by new signing Taryn Tyrell, so that means we've got six women in the women's division. And says she's injured, but will help Thunder Rosa if she needs it. Melina then comes out, interrupts, and says that if anyone's going to help Thunder Rosa, it'll be her. Thunder Rosa says, "I don't need this mess," and leaves, and I tend to agree with her. May Valentine interviews Trevor Murdoch. Trevor Murdoch says that people have had enough of Strictly Business, and in particular Nick Aldis, and that he's coming after Nick Aldis because he's the creator of all the problems in NWA. Next up, we had Jax Dane, and Crimson the War Kings versus Slice Bogey and Matthew Mims. Velvet Sky was doing some ASMR on commentary, so she was a little bit more animated this week, but still doing some real AMSR stuff if you were really into that. There was some okay ring stuff in this match. Slice Boogie gets another win, so that's 3 weeks in a row that he's won either in tag team or singles competition. And the War Kings have a bit of a fight at the end of this, so maybe they're going to get split up. I'm not quite sure why NWA thinks that we would care about this at the moment, but if it's a continuing storyline, then I'm okay with it. Next up, we get sort of pretty much the big news of the night. Nick Aldis cuts a promo saying that no one's safe in Strictly Business and no one's spot is guaranteed. And on beyond that, there isn't just one spot for Chris Adonis to take. There are multiple spots. So very interesting. And then we have your main events, ladies and gentlemen, Pope versus Fred Rosser for the NWA TV title match. Good in-ring stuff. There were 6 minutes and 5 seconds for these guys to put on a quality match, and they actually did that. The match ended with Rosa hitting a double knee slam. Pope then rolled out of the ring, get his composure. He came back in, hit a double knee to the back of Rosa and got the win. He's standing tall. Tyrus and Austin Idol come out from behind the curtain and give a very sarcastic clap to Pope. Pope stands tall over them in the ring, and then Joe Carly says next week will be a power surge, which I'll start with that. I'm a little worried that that's some I hope that was just a term of phrase and we're not getting some new version of NWA power that no one wants. Just keep doing what you're doing, NWA. Get more people on the roster. Keep booking a good show every week, and the people will come. For God's sake, please don't end up. We don't want another Carnyland, guys. I know you were trying, and it was a pandemic, but no one wants that. The Aaron Stevens and Kratos stuff is, they don't work as a tag team for me at all, but as long as Aaron Stevens is doing all of the talking, they can get away with it until they fill up the roster again a little bit. Sal being on, you know, being set off on an adventure to find a tag team partner will inevitably help with someone big coming into the company, or, you know, bigger than what they have. So I am looking forward to that. You know, like with anything, it'll be interesting to see how they pay it off and how long it goes for. But at the moment, I'm into it. It just, this week felt a lot like the same promo as last week. So I just want to see it changed up a little bit, just because it's in a different arena. They tried to sort of, Tim and Joe tried to make it as if they didn't know what was going on. But as Chris Jericho always says, it's a TV show. You can watch the TV show. So don't pretend like you can't. Yeah, I thought Odinson in the end looked promising, looked like he could be something. This story with Thunder Rosa and Melina, I understand that they work well together. I just think that the promos so far have been a little lackluster. And I just think when you've got Thunder Rosa still under contract, still doing NWA stuff and being that loyal to the brand, which she really is, because she could, you know, although we still don't know what NWA and AEW's working relationship is. But anyway, she's just not being given great stuff. It just looks very amateurish. It's sort of 3 weeks in a row now where Thunder Rosa is, has just sort of come across like if she's in a C storyline. With the people that she's working with. And, I just want to see that improve. Slice Boogie got another win, so they're obviously quite keen on him. And Pope getting a second win with the title. He's got 7 wins to get before he can challenge Nick Aldis for the NWA title, the 10 pounds of gold, the world's heavyweight championship. The thing that is most interesting, and obviously this is what fans and, you know, commentators like myself, commentators, critics, reviewers, whatever you want to, nerds, neckbeards, fat dickheads, whatever you want to call me, these are the things people latch onto, right? So, you know, Nick Aldis is saying that someone's coming to NWA. And jumping on Twitter this morning and seeing that Andrade had tweeted a photo of himself as the NWA TV title holder, I'm pretty sure. World. He might have actually been world heavyweight title when he was 18. Or tag team champion. I didn't look at the belt. He was holding an NWA belt. I think it was the world title. And then the first person to react to that was Nick Aldis. So, of any note. So basically Andrade saying, I was 18 years old and I was a champion in NWA. And Nick Aldis was like, yeah, and you're a free agent now. So I don't think you can get any more obvious than that. You know, it's pretty obvious social media work. I'll give you a left field one. I mean, Andrade is left field to me. I mean, that's huge. If they get Andrade onto Power, that's a massive thing, and will be impressive to fans of, you know, you're an NWA fan. You can turn around to your AEW and WWE friends and be like, meh, we got a big boy. I think the other person who may show up on Power soon is Marty Scurll. Whether that's the correct decision or not, it's probably not for me to say. I mean, if you want my honest opinion, I think no is probably the answer. I would probably stay away from someone who has been sort of outed in speaking out discussions. But having said that, no, as far as I'm aware, no charges have been laid on Marty Scurll, and he hasn't been convicted of anything. So, I mean, that doesn't always necessarily mean anything, but ultimately, until someone has been arrested and sent to jail, I mean, see, this is why I didn't really want to talk about it, because as soon as I started saying that, I was like, yeah, but what about I can't even remember his name now. I've blocked it out. You know, the Velvet Warrior from NXT. I really want to say his name anyway, but you know who I'm talking about. I mean, he got away with what he was doing because of laws in a particular state in the US. But anyway, the reason why I think Mighty Skrull will show up is that people tend to forget these things over time. You just got to look at Will Ospreay winning the New Japan Heavyweight Championship this week. He and Bea Priestley were named in the same speaking out social media posts that were very brave of those women to do, and we here at WrestleWolf are 100% behind them. I'm just pointing out the facts that that's what's happened this week. And ultimately, if there's money to be made and the public have moved on, these people will be booked. And I think that, you know, it's been a year. Has it been a year? Might have been a bit longer than that. Did it happen during the lockdown? I think it was just before the lockdown. Anyway, it's been a while, and I think most people who don't follow wrestling as closely as, say, yourselves, good listeners, brother friends, and us, you know, giant nerds who run wrestling stations or channels, whatever you want to call it, I think the most people won't know. And unfortunately, I think a lot of people won't care. They just want to see big names on the wrestling shows that they watch. And I think, you know, a promotion like NWA that's a little bit smaller and has more to lose by not going after names like that means that you'll end up with a Mighty Skrull on NWA. Or remember, he was in the main event picture with NWA just before everything went down. We had speaking out, we had the pandemic, we had the lockdown. But Nick Aldis was in a feud with Mighty Skrull, and they are very good friends. So that's my prediction in the next 6 months. And I may be wrong, but I doubt it. Mighty Skrull will be on NWA Power. Good episode this week, guys. I think not of NWA Power, not of our show, although I think it's been fine. But yeah. Interesting. Be really interesting to see who shows up on Power. If they can get, I mean, people were talking about the Forbidden Door thing, you know. NWA are part of that. They have had NWA wrestlers show up on AEW, and so Tony Khan seems like the kind of guy who would reciprocate that. You know, do you have, I don't know, a Shawn Spears and FTR show up on Power? Or, you know, I'm trying to think of, you know, Kenny Omega. It's, who knows? I mean, who knows? You know, any of that's possible. I think NWA is more likely to go out and try and get people who aren't wrestling somewhere else or aren't being used a lot somewhere else. That's probably the smart thing to do, especially as the world starts opening back up. You can get more international wrestlers, all that kind of thing. It's exciting. It's exciting. And it's definitely, I mean, I would have been watching NWA Power anyway because I love it. And, you know, I have to do this show for you guys. I just want to let you guys in on a sec. This is the fourth time I've recorded this today. I've just had, each time there's been some issue, two of them human error and once computer error. So I feel like we might have got through this one. This might be the one that you're actually seeing. I'm going to leave it there. Just a couple of things. We've launched our Patreon, so you can go to patreon.com/WrestleWolf. There will be tiers put up over the next 4 or 5 days. We're going to keep them as low as possible. So we'll be looking at $1, $2, $5, and $10 Australian. Nothing too crazy. You'll get all the video versions of the podcasts on there. We'll still be putting the podcasts up on YouTube, but it'll be audio only. If you want to see the video content, we will be putting that behind a paywall because this is starting to become a big thing, and I need to earn some money off it so I can keep it going. So yeah, if you want to keep hearing the content, go to Patreon, join up to one of the tiers. I've put a poll up there asking you guys what you want to see on the Patreon, and I will 100% take that feedback on board. And I mean, like, actually do it, not just take it on board and then throw it into a bin. But we're looking to do, you know, requested watch-alongs of stuff that we don't usually do. So there might be some WWE stuff in there, old WWE stuff that's fun to watch, like Attitude Era, Ruthless Aggression Era type stuff. Maybe a particular match that you want us to do a watch-along of. And like I said, the video versions of the podcast will be up there. We'll probably make that the $1 or $2 tier, something really cheap, so you can go, you know, you guys can support us, but it's not going to break the bank. But yeah, you can also find us in all the usual places. Captivate FM is where we're hosted. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. We are taking down the WrestleWolf website. I know a couple of you guys use that quite a bit, but it just for the cost of it, and how much it was being utilized, it just wasn't worth the while for the organization to keep it up. I'm sorry, but you can find us at captivatefm.com/WrestleWolf, and that's pretty much all the stuff that you need is there. Or at Patreon is the other place to find us, patreon.com/WrestleWolf. But anyway, brother friends, I will leave you guys there. Hopefully this is the version that you are hearing and seeing. And until next time, until next time, friends, Pepe is dead.